16.5.
With the news that the internet penetration rate is set to reach 80% sometime in the next month, coming hot on the heels of revelations that children as young as 8 are now receiving treatment for internet addiction, today we're turning our attention to this most modern of phenomena and asking whether the internet has become more of a curse than a blessing. As ever, if the show is to work, we need you to call up and tell us what's on your mind. And I think we have our first caller on line one. It's Joyce in Crawley. Joyce, hello.
Oh, hello, Michael. Thank you. Yes, well, I've been a secondary school teacher for some 40 years now, and I'm on the verge of retiring. I'm due to stop work in the summer, and I must say I'm awfully glad about it.
Why is that then, Joyce?
Well, to be frank, I think the internet has ruined childhood and created a generation of idiots. And I honestly don't think things are likely to get any better in the foreseeable future.
Well, that's a fairly bleak appraisal. What is it about the web that particularly concerns you?
Well, the first thing is simply the ease of access it provides. I'm obviously not opposed to people being able to access useful information, but most students nowadays have lost the ability to construct their own essays or think their own way through a question. They simply cut and paste and hand things in, which appalls me.
So, plagiarism in short?
Exactly. And in addition to that, the internet basically dangles all manner of temptation in front of young people, often very vulnerable young people, and that's bound to cause problems.
I'm guessing that you're talking about pornography and the like here, Joyce.
Well, of course, that's a worry. But there's so much more to it than that. I've heard tales of students getting sucked into white supremacist sites and religious extremist sites. Then there are sites offering assistance with weapon making, and I've had students of my own get involved in online gambling. They run up huge debts and end up having to be bailed out by their parents. And to put it mildly, none of this exactly helps them perform academically.
The chances of it helping are pretty slim, I'd imagine. Anyway, Joyce, thanks for that. Next up is Nigel in Manchester. Hello?
Hello there, Michael. Nice to be with you. Long-time listener here. What I wanted to say was it's time we got tough and cracked down more on the web.
And how do you propose we do that, then?
Well, if it were up to me, I'd arrest anyone caught looking at banned websites. I mean, they must know who these people are, mustn't they, the government?
That's a huge online policing presence you're suggesting there, Nigel. And in all likelihood, most offenders are actually pretty harmless when it comes down to it.
Yeah, OK, but maybe we should make an example of one or two people then, you know. Hit them with the toughest sentences we can, like spammers and online fraudsters and what have you. Do that, and the odds are you'll put the others off.
Or do that, and there's a distinct possibility you'll end up embroiled in a lengthy legal dispute about proportionate punishments, I'd have thought, to be honest.